You're good to go? Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. And of course, this is season three. So I invite you to check out the two previous seasons. There are a lot of episodes there that may resonate with you in the realities that you have or going through as a parent. So I do invite you to go check out the last two seasons. And today I am very excited. I've been in contact with this my guest today. I am really excited because I think I just told her I'm her cheerleader behind the scenes every time I see the progress of her work. But I have the lovely Siona Talikar, and I'm going to put the spotlight on her, but she is a wonderful young author and artist. She does her own illustrations in the book, and she's so creative. And I'm going to put the spotlight on you, Siona. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, my name is Siona, and I recently published a book called I Know What You Do When I Go to School.
It is such a great book too. I had the pleasure of reading it, and it is available now. We'll put some information about how people can get your book afterwards. But I'm really thankful that you reached out because we've been in communication. For those, of course, the listeners don't know our story, but you reaching out and we've been able to connect, and me seeing your story and having conversations with you and your mom. Can you talk before we go over everything you do? Can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got to where you are today?
How I found the book. Oh, also, thank you for having me. And so how I wrote the book was it was a first grade project. It was a first grade Young Authors Day project. And so I didn't think much of it then because it was just a project for school. And so a few like not a few years later, like last year, so in sixth grade, me and my mom were cleaning my room and she found it. And she read through it and she couldn't stop laughing. So she said, I think this would make a good children's book. So we reached out to a publisher and they really liked the idea. So they let me do my own illustrations and we got it published.
That is so exciting. I love that. So many parents keep all of their children's creations that they do at school. So it's kind of nice that yours has evolved into something even more. You do mention you do your own illustrations. Can you kind of share with us how your illustrations and all of your creations have evolved over the years? Because of course now we're talking about grade one when you first wrote your story, but I get to see, because I follow you on Instagram, I get to see the evolution. But can you explain to us how your creations have evolved?
So when I was little, I used to draw with stick figures, and I think that's what every kid did. I loved using crayons and Crayola color pencils. But over the years, my art has become like I think more refined. The shapes are clearer, and I obviously don't do stick people anymore. I like doing both digital art and traditional art, but I prefer traditional art. And so the brands of like markers I use are so I use my set of Copic markers that my mom
Nice.
and I also use Prismacolor color pencils.
Nice. Those are nice classic, the Prismacolors. I've used this. So I'm not very talented when it comes to drawing, but those are the color pencils I used to use. And I'm just curious, we haven't really prepared for that, but what else do you have on your desk? Because you're sitting at your desk right now, so you showed us your pair. But what do you keep on your desk to keep you ready to create whenever you feel like it?
I always have my water bottle, but I'm probably not gonna show. I always have my water bottle. Today I have my puppet of my dog that my publishers kindly made for me. He's in a tuxedo, and my dog actually has that tuxedo. I have a few copies of my book today. I have my pencil case. This little bracelet I made.
Oh,
It's
wow.
from a video game.
Yeah.
I have my so I was at a photography expo. I did a photography camp and one of them was we thought was really good, so we sent it to a competition and they like accepted it in the exhibition. So I'll show that. This is the photo.
Wow.
And yeah.
That is amazing. I love that. And I just love how you, this is, and we've talked about this before. Sorry, I'm just, there's so many things I want to say that there, all the words are coming out at once. But you're showing, people your age, the younger generations, that they can create and their creations can add to something, because your book has won awards and you have, other projects that are coming from that. But before we go about your book again, can you kind of tell us what inspires you to create? What is it that gets you lit up to say, okay, this is what I want to create right now?
Well, so when I was little, it was just like scribbling like any kid did. My mom actually like let me scribble on the walls sometimes when I was like a really small kid to like help me develop. My dog also inspires me to create. I love drawing my dog. I love drawing animals. I love drawing people I love. And so what inspires me to draw is when I see like I usually draw characters I like. And so I have a bunch of favorite characters, and how I express that they're my favorite is I draw them a bunch because every time I see them, it gives me a motivation to draw.
That is cool. So it's kind of nice. I wanted to ask you that because then, other people, other young artists can kind of see where they can get their inspiration from. Whatever it is that you like, you just kind of draw it. I think it's great. Is there, what impact would you like your work to have on others when you do share it? What, is there anything in particular you like others to see or get from it?
Well, so I'm, well, I don't want to say I'm like completely against. I just don't really support AI, like zooming out on AI art. That like really gets me because I feel like it doesn't have the connection that like people, like when you see a character you like drawn by a person, like you feel so happy because you're seeing like someone else share your interests. But when you see it by AI, it doesn't have the same like human kind of touch. I personally think AI is very icky. And I want my art to show that like children, even though the next few years AI is just gonna get like better and better, like artists, like human artists still have a chance of like drawing against AI.
I like that you mentioned that, especially because you are in the world of AI. This is really introduced with your generation. But the fact that you say it doesn't come up as human, I really like that, because you're right. The character comes more to life when it's coming from somebody as opposed to, a computer that does it for you. So thank you for sharing that. I think it's so important to share that. And for the younger ones too, to say there's so much more coming from a real creation, from somebody who puts their creations into it. Can we talk a little bit about your book? You did mention how you got to the story and how it became a book. It is called I Know What You Do When I Go to School, a lovely story. But what I do love, and I'll let you explain the story too, but I love the fact that you are actually doing charitable work with it. So can you tell us a little bit about the story so people know what the book is about, and then what your vision was for the book with the sales afterwards?
This is my book, and then I also have my original book. So
Oh.
it's basically about like what I thought my mom was doing when I was at school, because I knew that whatever she was doing, it was going to be way fun, more fun than what I was doing at home or at school, sorry. And I just like wanted to know, and I feel like it's really important for kids to know what their parents do for work, because that like not to pressure them into what their parents are doing, it just like gives them inspiration for what their career could be when they're older. And like, yeah, I just think it's really important for children to know what their parents are doing when they're at school. Because I
Yes.
my mom was like treating cancer patients and like helping them, like try to get through it. I thought she was like eating junk food and having parties when I was at school.
Which would have been cool, but yes, I think that was, this is what I liked about reading your book, is just to see from the mind of a child at the time. You were so young. Just to think, what is it that my mom does when I'm gone to school? So you're thinking she's just doing everything that she loves to do, but in fact she has quite a lot of stress on her, a lot of responsibilities. So it's just a beautiful story that you showcase. You also mentioned about the sales and what you do with the first, because you don't want to, you actually do donations to that. Can you explain that a little bit?
So why I didn't want to like make my book to sell it. I wanted to like donate it to kids who can't have like books normally. So we made a campaign to it's on GiveButter, and we like so people donate, and then we raise money to donate books to Title I schools and children's hospitals. We could donate obviously my books, and then we also donate other authors' books that are published by Story Monsters in something called a greenie box. So it's like 25 books from other authors, and it's 30 books from me. And yeah, we donate it to children's hospitals and Title I schools.
That is incredible. I didn't know it was that many books. That's a lot with all the other authors. I think that's great. And it's just beautiful to see when we've talked before, you did mention that there's a lot of different projects that you like to do for charitable. So I just love it's inspiring.
We also donate to Project Angel Hugs, which is a nonprofit that supports families with cancer,
Children.
with kids, families with children with cancer.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that goes along with your mom's work too, right? If she's working. Oh, that's so wonderful. What advice do you have to share with young artists that are not even aware that they can do more with their work? Is there anything that you actually, any kind of wisdom or advice that you would have for them?
I know I already talked about AI, but I feel like you should always, I feel like human art, even like 2-year-olds, 1-year-old, are always going to be better than AI because they have like a human, I already said this, but a human touch that AI can't like show. Because AI takes stuff from like the internet, like little pieces of information they know from the internet, but humans take it from like their memory, like what they love, like they put their entire like life into their drawing, and I think that's really special. So keep drawing. It sounds cliche, but keep practicing because over time you'll get better.
I like that because you're right. The emotions or the feelings that we get from certain experiences is what makes the experience special, right? So to write about it, we can relate to that because we've lived those great moments with our families. So I think it's great that you mentioned that. Do you have any advice for the parents on how they can help their children develop even more with their creations? Because your mom has been supporting you from day one. I mean, if she's any parent who's listening right now and they heard you say that your mom would let you draw on the walls, there's a lot of parents who would just go, oh no. But so what advice do you have? What support do you think that they can provide for their children?
I think that you should encourage your children. If they like art, they should be encouraged to doodle. And this is also for like just adults in general. Like I know my art teacher, she let us use our phones in school, but not like obviously do that, but like for references. And she also let us doodle. And a lot of teachers, even if doodles like ex normalized in schools, they don't allow doodling, which is like really bad for like progression because some people can only focus when they doodle. And so advice for parents is that let them doodle and also like get them supplies. It doesn't have to be super duper expensive supplies when they're like a few years old, but like even just a small pack of markers can help them develop in their art.
That is so true. It doesn't have to be the big state-of-the-art kits, but just something. And I love that you said doodle. You don't know this about me, but when I was in school, I'm a visual learner. And back in a long time ago when they were teaching, they didn't have visual aids. They didn't put pictures up. It was just the teacher talking. So I would doodle so I could remember whatever it is I was drawing. I could remember what the teacher was teaching. And so I would get in trouble because they would say I wasn't paying attention, but it was actually helping me learn. So I love how you said, let them doodle, because yes, you have to let them doodle.
I'm a visual learner too, and I'm also audio. I forgot what it's called. Audio learner. Yeah, I listen while drawing
The
as well.
auditory. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I like that. No, that's okay. This is what I do. I love teaching the way that children learn. So I love that you are sharing that because it's so important. And I'm gonna ask, we didn't, I'm gonna put you on the spot with this one because you did mention, the teachers to let the children, the students be more creative. Can you kind of tell us about how you were able to create a publication at school to showcase other people's work as well? Can you talk to us about that?
So I sent an email to my principal because I realized how much art and literature and poetry and also like sports there was in our school, and all the other schools had like newspapers like informing people about the stuff that happens around school, but our school didn't. So I thought that we should like have something to show off all the art and stuff in our school. So I reached out to my principal. And this was just like a kiddie email. And I just asked, can we please start a newspaper? I can run it if like you want. And we can just like show off all the stuff going on in our school. And so they helped me get a teacher sponsor, and we a publication for our school. And I got to like pick the art editor, the poetry editor, the news editor, and the writing editor. And yeah, it came together. Published two publications.
That is
Editor in chief for that. Yeah.
so cool. And it just goes to show what schools can do. Sometimes it doesn't have to be too elaborate, but even coming from you, you were ready to organize it and kind of coordinate everything. So just the fact that the school was willing to support that, I think it's great because then look at where you are now. I mean, it really did help you go even further. And I'm going to put you on the spot again before we wrap up and everything. I just want to say, how does it feel for you? You have your book published, you've won some awards, you've been recognized for other work after the book, because there's a lot of work after the book. How does it feel for you to go through all of that?
So I'm very introverted. I don't like that. Like, I've never wanted like fame and stuff. So that's why I like donating my book rather than selling it. So like, yeah, I don't like being on camera that much. And but this book has helped me like go out of my comfort zone a bit. But it also helped me like know that I can stay in my comfort zone at times to like and do big things at the same time. So.
That is so great. I just love it. I'm going to ask you this last question and then we'll talk about where people can get your book and how they can donate if you want to. But this is the question. I don't remember if I told you about it, but the question is, what do you want to be when you grow up? I asked the adults that question too, but I figured I'd ask you as well. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I haven't decided. When I was little, I wanted to be a storyboard artist. A storyboard artist is someone who like develops characters and then develops the storyline of the characters. They're usually used in movies, they can be used in books, they can be used in anything. And but I don't know, I just kind of like drifted away from that, but I still want to do something in art. I've dreamed of going to an art school when I go to college. And so I could be like a photographer, I could be a musician, just anything related to the arts in general, like writing, drawing, music.
And there's so much that you can do with that. So it's great. And you already know because you're experiencing some of it. You started with a book, but then so much more comes from that. So I think it's great. And I can't wait to see the rest of your journey. This is going to be really exciting. Now, where can people find your book? If they want to buy it, if they want to make any donations, where is the best place to go?
Well, it's on Amazon, so the real like copy, like this copy, is for $13.99, and the audiobook is for $3.99, the ebook
Okay.
is. And I just found out it was released in Barnes and Noble, which is my favorite bookstore, and that's great. It's for the same price. And so we have a donation campaign at givebutter.com, and yeah, you can donate to help donate books to Title I schools and children's hospitals.
That's wonderful. And I'll put the link in the description box for that so people can click on it to do the donation page. So I'll make sure to put that link on there for it. Thank you so much for joining me. Is there any way, if you want to share, is there, can people follow you and kind of see the work that you do? Are you okay with sharing your Instagram or?
So I have two Instagram accounts. One is Siona.author, which is like about my book and updates about my book, and Siona.art, which is my art account.
That's perfect. I will add that. I'll put that in with the other things that you do for your charitable work. I appreciate you sharing that. Excellent. So thank you so much, Siona. I could talk to you all day, but thank you for sharing all that. And I will again invite everybody in the description box to have a look at where they can get your book and where they can make the donation. So thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate
Anytime, anytime you want to come back when you have a new project, you are more than welcome to come back. And thank you so much. And for everybody who is listening and watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Don't forget to follow Siona on Instagram as well, so you can see her work and how all the other exciting projects that are coming along. I don't want to give it away. They can see it themselves. And until next time, stay safe. Stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.